You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today, we are joined by a dear friend of mine.
The eternally effervescent.
The beautiful, the funny, the daring, the brave, Cass Page.
Oh, stop. Oh, I'm too late. You stopped. Oh. Effervescent is a lovely compliment because the first time I ever heard it was on a Schweppes ad, so it makes me feel like fizzy water that never goes flat. I want a dream.
Oh, who doesn't want to be that?
Where we ask the important questions, like, how would you survive the Hansel and Gretel experience?
So, we all know the story of Hansel and Gretel. Yeah. Two idiot piece of shit kids get booted out, rightfully so, by their parents into the woods.
Yeah. One fat and dumb and one just dumb.
Yeah, I don't think they start fat and dumb. I think they're both just dumb. And then,
they're kids.
Yeah, they're dumb. They're not dumb.
Exactly. They haven't had a chance to be smart yet.
I don't know, because before we explore this too far, please. Are they kid dumb or are they dumb dumb? Because Bam Bam from the Flintstones, I would say he's dumb dumb and kid dumb.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Fair call.
Where Maggie from The Simpsons, she's just kid dumb. She actually seems conniving, to be honest, which is a crazy trait for an infant to have.
Yeah, kid smart, Maggie.
She can handle a weapon. Yeah, that's true.
She's got a baby she hates, which is very similar traits to you, Jackson.
I have a dog I hate. That's true.
Yeah.
And a baby. No, well, Oh, yeah.
You know that dog Jackson hates?
You know my enemy, my mortal enemy, a dog I hate?
Dog that Jackson hates.
I hate that dog.
Oh, the dog Jackson hates.
Of course.
Yes, that Jackson's enemy number one. That dog Jackson hates.
You could call it my arch nemesis, I think.
Jackson always, halfway through a podcast, we have to edit out him looking out the window and shaking his fist, being like, it's a damn fucking dog I hate.
Do you reckon I should wrestle it, guys?
I'll show that fucking dog. Like, Jackson, it's going to bite you.
I reckon I could get a couple licks in before it got me down. So, the Hansel and Gretel children, Hansel and Gretel, they lost in the woods. First, they leave behind themselves a trail of breadcrumbs, which are eaten by a duck. This could be not the correct memory of this particular fairy tale. But let's keep moving.
I don't think it was duck-specific, but yeah. They're in left my behind mind, breadcrumbs, but they're kids stupid.
A duck eats it. Then possibly they leave behind something else, let's say feathers, but they blow away. Whatever they leave behind them is of no importance, okay?
Okay, then, so when you said we all know the story of Hansel and Gretel, you fibbed.
Yeah, I lied. Two out of three of us know it.
Okay, what do they leave behind then?
Breadcrumbs.
Okay.
Nothing but memories.
I thought they left behind something else.
No, it's just breadcrumbs. Which is stupid as hell.
No, they leave behind stones?
Yeah, they leave behind white pebbles. Gotcha. Okay? Yeah.
No, me gotcha.
Cass got me, Jackson, you did nothing.
Fine.
Someone got God. That's all that matters.
That's all that's important.
And it was me. The victim was the same regardless.
Yeah.
And victim, then, keyword.
Hansel and Gretel find a house made of candy. And a witch, well, they don't know it's a witch, but a woman who is like, come in. Eat my house.
Yeah.
That's my first red flag, okay? She's like, eat my house. I'm like, you live in that. This is a trap. You know?
You're saying from the get-go, someone says, hey, my house is made of food. Do you want some house? You're going to be like, something's wrong.
Yeah, because I'll be like, if I eat your whole house, lady, where are you living? Okay?
Jackson, do you honestly believe you can eat a whole fucking house?
Well, it depends on how much time I have.
And doesn't it start out where the kids are lost and they're like, all these crumbs I've left aren't doing anything.
Nothing.
And
then
they find the lolly house. They're like, oh, well, we are very hungry and we are kid dumb. Let's eat this house. They start.
Yeah, that's
the witch
true.
Finds them and the witch is like, haha. And they're like, oh. Does the witch then capture them or does the witch is
no.
the witch then?
I think she's like, come inside, and then she captures them. I think she starts out with a veneer of, like, civility, and then when they come inside, she cages up one of them, the girl.
Yep. Mm.
Gretel. And Hansel, she's like, hey, dude, you can eat as much of this shit as you like, but obviously she's fattening him up so that she can then throw him in the fire and eat him. So, yeah.
So mistake number one here, Jackson, is that she doesn't say, come eat my house. They just start eating her house. They're starving
also,
to death.
Also, stupid children.
Yeah. Also, I guess I would be like, as we're eating her house, and you're like, what if she comes out? I'll be like, we'll eat her house. She'll have nowhere to live, dude. We actually have the power in this situation.
Jackson, in this exact situation, I can imagine your logic being like, dude, if she comes out, we'll just fucking eat her. And me being like, Jackson, do you think she's going to be made out of the same material as her house? And then you say, duh. And then I say, are people made out of bricks? And you say, oh, nah, but that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she lives in that. She came out of the house.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
I'm made of the same stuff I came out of.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we should have flesh houses. And then you've got me on some other tangent that you regret starting me on, you know. And then she comes out. I also think my immediate instinct would be to run the moment she came out because I would be like, we're in such trouble. You know, we are. She's going to yell at us. Yeah. So that's already a. For the witch. Yep. You know, it's going to make it difficult for her to eat us. There's also three of us, whereas not the two for Hansel and Gretel. Yeah.
And whilst we're talking about differences, we're big. We're and she adults. Is a very old woman. If I was in a life or death situation up against a very old woman, I would... Look.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say I wouldn't be particularly scared.
It's so funny to imagine her being like, come in my house, and you immediately push her into the oven. You can't eat us, old woman.
Is she a witch in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
what magic does she do?
Her house is made of candy. I don't think she did that manually. Why in the woods, Cass, in the woods. Come on.
It's just gingerbread. You'd be able to make a lot of little gingerbread bricks.
Also, she's mostly blind, remember, because they trick her with a bone.
Yeah. True. But no, I see what you mean. Yeah, but I think that the trick is, Cass, that... Because then she lets Hansel eat all of the candy. So you don't want to be... It's just a lot of effort on her. I mean, she could do it manually, I suppose. But it's a lot of effort on her part to keep feeding this fat little boy. You know, unless she has magic at her disposal. That's how I'm feeling. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's wrong.
I mean, I stand a girl boss, so I think that she could do it, but that's
fine. Okay, fair call.
Actually, also, I'd like to apologize to both Hansel and Gretel, who I called idiot children. I called fat idiot children, but only one of them is fat. They actually outsmart the witch without really thinking about it too hard. They realize that she's basically blind, and he's like, oh, yeah, no, feel my finger, I'm skinny as hell.
Yeah, that's true, that's clever.
And she's like, it's you be you fat or lean or whatever. And then he's like, oh, shit, we got to do something about this.
We got to kill this old woman.
He gets to keep eating.
Yeah, true.
King.
Whilst Gretel gets fed nothing but crab shells.
Oh, God.
Okay, so that's a quick test. Are any of us allergic to shellfish? Because then we're fucked.
I don't like seafood.
Okay, Jackson's... It's just me and you, Cass. Jackson's in the oven.
I feel like if at the stage where you're like, I don't like seafood, that is a penalty to the witch, because the witch has to hear you complain about it.
I actually don't like seafood. This is shell. It's not even food.
Can't I eat the walls? Why did they just start eating jail?
Well, I think the jail is metal. Yeah. Well, okay. If we're surviving the Hansel and Gretel experience, there are a couple of hurdles we need to overcome. First of all, are we unlovable enough that our parents would dump us in the woods? Presuming we are all siblings in this situation. In a medieval society, are we burden enough for our serf parents for them to be like, we gotta boot our nasty children?
Medieval society?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think so, too.
There's not a call for words and vibes in medieval society. If I'm not the jester, I will be hitting the bricks.
for sure.
So Hansel and Gretel are the children of a poor woodcutter. A great famine hits, and the woodcutter's second wife. So our stepmom betrays us, not our dad. She's like, look, the kids, they fucking eat too much. They're going to starve me and new husband to death.
And we can just make new kids. And it'll be fun the whole time.
Fucking's easy. I imagine Dusha would be annoying because I think the boredom would get to you. and you would complain about that a lot. There's not a lot to do in a medieval society. You don't have your phone. You know, what are you going to do? You're just going to be pacing around the house. And your dad or your mom, your stepmom would be like, that's it. I'm sick of you pacing. You're out of here. I'm an obvious nuisance. And like you say, Cass, there's no room for vibes or like, unless you're a jester, what are you doing? What
the village buffoon is would probably be legally sentenced to death by the age of 20 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you probably wouldn't survive this. All right. So we're kicked out of the house by a stepmom.
Yeah.
That's fair. Dropped in the woods. Now, next part of surviving the Hansel and Gretel experience is, what are you leaving behind, I guess? You got breadcrumbs, pebbles. What do you brought?
Well, pebbles is a good one because you can just pick them up.
but
that is the issue with pebbles, you know? Someone's just going to pick them back up again.
Yeah.
But then also, if we get abandoned by our parents, because the breadcrumbs and the pebbles are to lead, because they get walked into the woods.
Yeah.
And then the family walk back out. And they leave pebbles so they can follow the family back out, back to the house, where they're like, why are you back here? Fuck off. So, like, we don't even really need to.
True. We're clever enough to know that if we go home, we'll just get dumped in the woods again. It's also funny, like, if you leave pebbles on the ground, how are you going to be able to tell your pebbles from other pebbles, you know?
Like, surely there'd be pebbles in a line, but you'd have to drop them so close to each other that your parents would be like, stop it.
Yeah, I think we're going to get lost further into the woods, I think. And, I don't think this is going to work in our favor.
As another thing, this whole thing started because of famine, and they're like, let's drop bread.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You should
eat
that.
Kids.
You two are dropping the bread as I'm bending over and eating the bread, okay? Yeah. I'm taking the duck's role in this. Now, obviously, I don't know, would a gingerbread house work on you guys? Like, would that be enticing to you?
If I'm starving,
I'd absolutely approach immediately. I'd be like, is this... No fucking way. And I'd walk up and be like, no, what?
Are you eating it, though? Are you eating the house?
No, because I would assume it was an art installation of some kind. But if we were in medieval times, big hunk of chunk of bite. Immediately
fucking art
in the
doesn't
mouth.
Exist, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no such thing as art. It's medieval times. I think I would be more seduced by a meat house, I keep thinking. If there was like a meat
a
house
sizzling
in the woods.
Meat house wafting warmly through the woods.
And like I could just go over and eat like the sausage supports keeping the house up. I think
the
that would work.
The collapse is killing the witch. You've eaten all the sausages. You don't even really notice what you've done.
Yeah.
You don't know you've won. You think you've time just to killed someone.
Time to keep exploring the woods, I guess.
House was a dud.
Yeah. So is there not something that's going to be more appealing to you guys than a meat house? I mean, a gingerbread house? Or is
like
that going
to be an edible food house?
Yeah, I assume. Well, not necessarily edible. It just has to be the kind of thing that will entice you in. That's all the witch is doing. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like a gingerbread. I don't really like gingerbread. You know what I mean?
But it would be cool.
Well, yeah, but I would probably be like, that's a cool house, and then keep walking. I'm not going to be like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go in.
Well, that's the thing. I'm trying to think of things I like as much. And, you know, meat and cheese are up there, but the smell of I'm not approaching a cheese house, you know?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Well, it's been out in the sun all day. That's fair.
It's
been out
in the sun. And you don't want a piece of scenario, that. The gingerbread house starts to, like, some of the sort of hard lollies start to melt.
Exactly, but that's
okay. It just smells sweet.
Yeah, that's true. What about...
Oh, hang on. Yeah. On a side note of that, not including the ocean, because that's the ocean, but you know when you smell food, you're like, oh, that smells sweet, that smells spicy or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you smell salty?
Yeah, like the ocean smells salty.
But that's the ocean. That's because little bits of salt are coming off into your nose.
Yeah, I don't think you're smelling salt.
It's like
sweat has a smell.
Salt. Yeah, it's the smell of sweat, not salt. What if you just get a handful of salt and smell it? Get salt up your
that's
nose.
That's what
no
I'm
good.
Wondering. Like, can you smell salt if you put your nose in a bowl of salt?
I don't think so. I don't think you can smell salt. I don't think it's a doable thing. I don't think it's a doable activity. But you can you smell sweet?
Yeah.
Can you? What's the smell of sweet?
What do you mean, what's the smell of sweet? Like, imagine just like fucking what's the smell of sweet? Raspberry candies.
That's the smell of raspberry. It's the smell of raspberry candies.
If you've got sugar cooking on the stove, you can smell it.
Yeah, that's the smell of sugar, not the smell of
that's
sweet.
Sweet.
I don't know.
Sugar is sweet.
Then
sugar is sweet.
You cook salt on the stove, that's the smell of salt then.
I can't smell salt if I do that.
Jackson, what the fuck? What do you think? Okay. Can you smell bitter? Can you smell any of the general taste sensations?
I don't think you can smell them.
So when someone says that smells sweet, you say, no, you fucking idiot. It actually doesn't smell sweet. It smells like a half drunk can of Red Bull, because that's what you're smelling. And yeah, that's what's in front of me, Joel Dusha, right now. And that's why I went to that as an example.
Well, I think
any
there are
questions.
I think there are sweet smells, but you can't smell sweet. So there are salty smells, but you can't smell salt. I think that's
this
fair.
Is one of these very annoying situations where you talk yourself around in so many fucking circles that it gets to the point where, yeah, if I argue with you, I'm going to come out wrong. And then the Facebook group, the Sanspence Radio Stuff and Nonsense, everyone is free to join.
Yeah.
We'll be like, listening to this week's episode of Pomming the Deathstone, I actually agree with Jackson.
Okay, I'm coming back for Jackson.
Then I have to look at that fucking post, and then I'm like, I hate my existence. So you know what? Sure. Whatever the fuck you're saying,
Thank you. I agree. I don't get enough of this, so I appreciate
it. Unless you're wrong, in which case I don't agree, and I want that on record. Whatever will make me people
not
come
have
at
to
me.
Deal with people, that's what you're going to pick. Well, Dusha, is there something, is there a house that would appeal to you more than gingerbread?
Well,
is the question.
Yeah, gingerbread, to be perfect, I mean, like, I'd smell that it's gingerbread, but like,
yeah.
I'm not a big gingerbread guy.
Me neither. Yeah, it's a kind of shitty biscuit. So,
well, what about if it were a house made of cake?
Yeah, okay. But like, are you going to it?
Yes.
Are you going to eat it?
Yes.
You're going to be enticed by a cake house? I might go look at it and be like, this is cool. But I feel like I'd get in trouble if I ate it. So I guess I am starving.
Yeah, you're starving and you threw all your bread away.
You can probably eat a little bit of it as well without getting in trouble, right?
Yeah. Well,
you can have a taste, like have a nibble.
I mean, we assume that we can have a little nibble and get away with it, but we don't know that there's a witch inside.
Yeah, that's true. And we don't know the extent of her witchy powers, and she could easily like be like, maybe it's like a magic alarm. Who knows? But yeah, like, Jackson, Cass, we're walking down the street, and I'm like, I'll give you $20 if you both go lick a house each and come back without getting busted.
I could do that easily. Yeah. Easily, yeah, I could lick a house without getting caught. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying we go buy, but do you reckon you could eat enough of the gingerbread house to sate your appetite without getting caught?
Yeah, like, if you're already starving, then yes, because it doesn't take
very much.
Oh, that's
true. It's just like one or two bites. Yeah.
Also, you could just like break a bit off and keep walking.
Yeah, that's true.
Because like, how much
break
gingerbread
a bit off
are
the
you
fence.
Really going to eat?
Yeah.
Gingerbread lasts for a while as well.
It's very funny to imagine you two breaking off a bit of gingerbread fence and me breaking off a bit of real fence. Down the track being like, what did you guys... Oh, come on.
Me and Cass like, this is actually really good. I'm feeling strong. You're like, my mouth hurts.
This is just wood, I think. Yeah,
it's
obviously.
Like a tree.
It's obviously just wood. I reckon this... Stop eating it. I reckon this is just wood. maybe there's like a jam center, like a cinnamon donut, you know? I don't think there is, Jackson.
So you're thinking of a jam donut, Jackson. Cinnamon donuts have a donut center or a hole. Nothing.
They have no center.
There's nothing in the center.
But every jam donut I've had has had cinnamon on it. Oh,
has
wait,
it?
No, maybe it hasn't.
Or has it just had sugar? Are we back to what sweet is? Are we back here?
My mouth's cut up.
I guess I have had an iced jam donut before. They come in pink and chocolate flavored pretty frequently.
Yeah, that actually makes heaps of sense.
Nice.
I wish this was a donut house. Oh, a donut house.
Yeah, that'd be more appealing to you?
More appealing than gingerbread, but way more chance of being stale and awful.
Yeah, that's
but
very true.
I would say with gingerbread, there's a bigger chance that I reckon I break off enough that I can eat. Where with donut house, I'd be like, this will be funny. I bite a little bit and I'm like, oh, stale. And then just
keep walking.
For some
reason, I can't stop imagining taking a bite of a big donut. Like a big, like I'm imagining it's like a house in the shape
like
of a giant donut.
Lard Boy's fucking donut in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But a jam one, so there's no hole. Mm. And then biting it enough that the jam starts leaking out, and then climbing inside, slurping my way up into the jam center.
Jackson wants to reverse get born.
I'm going to just quickly unbirth, guys.
Do you reckon because it's warm and you are also warm, it wouldn't feel sticky while you were in it?
I think it would. No, I think the opposite. I think it would feel horrifically sticky, and then you'd drown because you're in just
the old
jam.
One too.
It's first really sticky in here.
You
see my legs sticking out of the donut, kick a couple of times, and then I'm gone. And then the witch comes.
Yeah. Oh! Hey, Jackson, you're probably thinking about the fact that when you eat, you don't really need to breathe. Well, you do need to breathe, but it's through your nose. Where if you climb into a jam donut, jam.
Jam is not.
It jams
breathe,
you up.
You can't breathe jam. No. That's when the witch comes around and is like, is he dead? You're like, yeah, you can't breathe jam, so I reckon.
And she's like, I get it. I'm going to go eat your friend.
I've actually had this whole elaborate plan to get you in, but he's already dead, so.
Yeah.
Is that
cool? Well, I mean, he's already dead. I mean.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. So me and Cass probably just keep going.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Fair call, call.
We'll just mosey on over. I will take a bit of donut for the road.
Of course.
Jackson isn't in.
Yeah.
It's cool that in a way I'm pre-glazed. That's all right.
Yeah. How is getting covered in jam glazing?
It's kind of a glaze.
Is a spread a glaze?
It's a sweet glaze.
I reckon it can be counted as a glaze.
Yeah.
If you put peanut butter on both sides of toast, is it glazed?
No, but if I got meat, if I got some ribs on the grill, and I took some jam donut center and I coated the meat in it, that's a fucking glaze.
If you picked up a jam donut over some sausages or whatever on the barbecue and just squeezed it out,
that's a glaze! The smell.
I reckon it counts as a glaze.
I think it does.
Yeah.
This is another fucking trap
I've walked myself into. Sure, it's whatever.
How has it happened twice? I think it's just a matter of how I'm getting it on
shit,
the sausages.
That's fucking why.
Because if I squeezed it into a tub, you'd be fine with it. Okay.
Yeah, if Jackson's... we're all at a barbecue together, and Jackson's cooking, and we keep offering to help, and he's like, I can do it! Jackson goes over with a tub and a little pastry brush and starts...
Yeah.
Putting the
jamming
red
up
liquid
the snags.
Just jamming up the snags, guys. You'd be like, that's fine. That's a glaze. That's what you'd be saying to each other.
No, I'd say, I'm going to leave this barbecue. I'm about to kill myself.
I don't want hot jam donut sausages, so yuck. No, thank you.
I think it actually sounds delicious. Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you can get sweet wine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can get sweet. Sweet glazes, it's a thing.
Yeah, maple glaze is a big thing.
Yeah.
Jackson and I have both had sausages recently that were blueberry maple.
Exactly, it's delicious. They're so good. So put that on my crispy skin, cook me in the grill, delicious. Anyway, the witch comes around. Let's say I didn't die, okay?
Okay.
I went in backwards, so just my head's poking out the donut. Okay. And the witch, it's so funny to imagine me turning around, putting my legs in, and you're like, what's the plan, Jackson? I'm like, well, I won't die this way, just sliding up.
So what's your plan, Jackson? I know you don't plan to die, but what...
I'm glazed up.
What do you plan to do?
I'm eating the donut.
I'm in the distance, and I'm like, I don't know if that's glaze.
What is it then? But like to say that I have to take my hands off the ground, and I just slide out onto the top of my head. Donk. Like I'm getting shot by the donut. Yeah. But what an image. The witch coming around as I'm birthed by her donut house. I don't want to eat
him. I don't want to eat you.
I think he's gone
leave?
Bad.
But do we think that if the witch invited us in, if she was like, oh my God, you don't have to eat the house from the outside. Come inside. I'll feed you. We doing that? We into that?
And now a word from our sponsors.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I personally currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sanspants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Grey Hill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Well,
if it's medieval times?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes,
she's
I
just
will.
A nice I'm old doing, lady. I'm not sauce.
Well,
I'm
my doing, parents just kicked me out.
I'm doing some quick risk assessment. I see this comes back to the Joel Dusha versus evil grandma situation. Not really worried.
Do a quick pat down, like ocular pat down. You're like bad knees, arthritis. Yeah. One push
can't really
could kill.
See.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll be all right.
If I stand too close to her, she might die. The vibes are death by vibes that were slightly too bad.
Yeah. If you just have a bad thought near her, she might die. So, all right, but that means we feel safe to go inside. Right?
Yeah, the only problem is, and something I didn't consider, but something that doesn't happen in Hansel and Gretel is, I could be like, yeah, I could take her, but then I would immediately be like, okay, she's giving us food, this could be poison.
Yeah, that's true, great point. Well, because what happens when
you... I'd let Jackson eat first.
Yeah, of course, and I would.
No, okay. Yeah. So, stepmom has been like, we can't afford to feed the kids, leave the kids in the forest. We are still children dumb. Which means we're like, oh, okay, well, they're our parents. They want what's best for us. Doy. So then we go into the forest, find a house of lollies. We're like, oh, that's why they sent us here. There's lolly houses. And the woman's like, do you want to come in? I'll feed you. We're like, okay, that makes sense. This makes sense. It's all
this
part
all
of
checks out.
God's all... plan. I am child dumb. I think my parents are all-knowing.
That's what Drake wrote about.
Yeah.
But I guess the next question is, once we go inside, which of us does she decide to fatten up and eat? And which of us does she decide to put into a cage?
Jackson. Let's just say there's one person being eaten and two people working as slaves.
Okay.
Do you really need to ask?
Okay, I'll immediately start eating and the two of you will immediately be put in cages. That's fair. It'll take me a long time to realize you're even in cages. You'll be in your cages being like, Jackson, and I'll turn around with a big mouthful of candy canes. What?
How good's dinner?
You know, like that photo of the guy who smoked the most cigarettes ever?
What?
Not but candy
canes. You mean
canes.
My hero? Cats. Oh.
At once in the mouth. Okay, I thought you meant over the lifetime. And I was like, someone
was
counting?
You know how sick he got? Yeah, how cool. No, at one time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I'm familiar
159
with the man.
Cigarettes. His nickname was Mouth.
Fair enough. I reckon I can fit 159 candy canes in my mouth.
There's a stock image of a guy doing the same thing, but he has cigarettes in his ears and nose as well. Oh my god, there's also a guy with 10 cigarettes in his mouth. This is a stock image.
Okay.
10 cigarettes in his mouth, unlit. He's wearing a shirt and a tie and holding a gun to his head.
Where would I find this image?
Yeah. All right,
what,
hang on.
What's that about?
Drop a link.
Yeah, thanks, man. Cheers, big ups. I'm excited to see it.
Okay, let's try
and decipher what it means. Oh, man, somebody sent me a cool... Oh, that's great. Somebody sent me a gift.
All right, Mr. Popular, fuck you.
Where did you send the link to the man with a mouthful of cigarettes?
Nowhere yet.
Hurry up! Don't worry about it. Okay, forget it.
It's good. It's good. Here. It's in chat now. Is this link going to work? Maybe.
No. It doesn't work.
It does not work. Yeah.
It doesn't work. You've failed once again. We got to move on.
I found it. Is it the shocked young man with gun?
I don't know if he's shocked, but he's got a lot of cigarettes in his mouth.
Well, this one has 12 cigarettes in his mouth.
Okay.
I'll see if I can send it.
See if you could send it through.
Yeah, no, it's the same one. Blue eyes.
Oh, I'd call them green, but...
Oh, no. Could be a different guy.
Where'd you send it?
Workplace chat.
Okay. Finally.
Same guy, different guy.
He doesn't seem shocked. He seems excited. He seems
keen. Yeah, same guy.
I like that there are plenty of other stock images of him without the gun.
Yeah.
And then he's had enough, clearly. Well, here's what I think would happen with that situation, figuring out which one of us is the person enslaved by the witch, which one of us is fed. So there's three of us, right?
Yes.
So that can't work, obviously, because we'll overpower her. And Dusha, like you were saying, you think you could take down a witch or an old woman with relative ease. You think all you'd need to do would be blink near her and the gust of air would knock her flying. But she's a witch, So I imagine the moment you go to throw a fist at her, she turns you into a pig or something.
But she doesn't do that in the story.
Well, she doesn't have need to.
She stop herself getting shoved into an oven.
But that's a shock for her. She's looking in the oven to check its size or something. Then she's knocked in. If Dusha comes at her with a hailmaker or a roundhouse kick, instantly zapped into a pig, and then she can have... Or what's a better question? Say she, because she intends to eat me.
Yeah.
What's a good accompaniment? To maybe she turns to the roast vegetables.
I'm potatoes.
Dusha becomes a sack of potatoes.
Sack of lippy potatoes. You fucking kidding me?
Don't tip me over or I'll roll out everywhere. And
maybe
I'm sitting there sucking down candy canes like, will that be bad?
I don't know.
Don't want to find out. Fair enough, fair enough.
I think that if I was a sack of potatoes, I could still kill an old lady.
How?
No, if what's your rolls everywhere under her feet,
true.
Then if you
great
step
point.
On a potato, not only are you slipping on something, but you're also falling from a height.
Yeah, that's a good
point. It's
not
point. A big height, but and, they're not very strong.
And you're falling into potatoes, which I feel like is dangerous.
I'm expecting to turn back into a person when she dies, and I just don't. I'm like...
Oh shit! I'm
What's
still
the life
a sack
cycle
of potatoes.
Of potatoes?
if we eat you, you'll be finished. But if you don't get eaten, you will grow roots and you will breed true. More potatoes.
You'll become potato
be
plants.
Poison?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay,
potato
so well,
roots are poison, right?
Yeah,
they
could be. I don't know. They're part of the nightshade family.
Really?
Here's a question though. Okay, so we need to kill the witch.
Yes.
Dusha is a sack of potatoes. Cass, I imagine you're dangling in a birdcage style cage
from the
ceiling. And I am very plump and beautiful in a corner eating cupcakes and muffins. All right. And probably also handcuffed to a table or whatever because she doesn't want me getting away. Although, am I going anywhere anyway? I'm not handcuffed.
No.
Okay. But I'm not really willing to do much.
Okay.
Eating potato roots is usually fine. Okay. But can cause stomach upset and range from problems like heart and nervous system problems and, in severe cases, death.
Okay, yeah, that's okay, well, so, there you go.
Okay, so you grow roots.
How long does it take, though? Yeah, you know?
I will help by pissing on the witch.
Oh, beautiful.
Piss on the witch.
Yes.
Piss
well,
on the witch.
I will be hanging from a birdcage from the ceiling. When she gets close, I will piss on her.
She gets pissed on.
She gets
what
pissed
is your-
on.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that'll go well for her because she's either going to try and get far away from me as possible.
Yeah.
The horrid child is pissing.
Yeah,
why are you pissing on me?
Yeah. Anytime she tries to get close, I'm not letting it all out at once. I will save my piss for her.
Okay.
So eventually she's going to have to be like, I'm going to take you down from the cage to stop this happening.
Oh, so you're going to continually piss. It's not going to be a one-off thing. Okay.
I play the long game of piss.
This is now Dusha as a sack of potatoes on the floor. Do you think and me, I guess, in the corner as a plump little boy. I've become a little boy. Do we think that if we saw Cass pissing, we would be like, this is the beginning of a plan? Would we be like, oh, that's so sad.
she must be scared.
Surely you'd see that I only pissed on the witch.
That's true.
I've probably got a lot of I don't know how being a sack of potatoes spilt onto the floor, what that means to my vision.
But you have so many eyes.
Yeah, so either I'm seeing a lot or nothing.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Can I talk? I know I'm existing, though. We know that I feel and I exist.
You can feel and roll. All he knows is spill.
Exactly.
I reckon, no. They call it the eye of the potato. I say you can see.
I say you can see and
facing
talk.
The
yeah.
right way.
But doesn't it feel like you can spill, but if you get all the potatoes back in the sack, you can hop around in the sack?
Yes.
Like in a sack race? That's the sort of vibe.
Yeah, if the question sack is tied up with string at top.
Exactly.
Hop,
you can hop.
Hop, hop.
From your point of view, I imagine this is what happens. I'm a sack of potatoes. You're still sucking on candy canes. Cass pisses on the witch. I'm like, Jackson, quick, she's pissing. And you then realize.
So?
You immediately realize that there was a plan you weren't paying attention to. You're just not ready for it.
Why are you telling me? Gross. She should do that outside, dude.
Not from high up on this lady that's feeding me.
She's lovely, this old woman, okay?
Don't piss on our new Nan.
I wonder if a witch's conical hat is anti-piss. Like, that's something I'm worried about for you, Cass. Does it go down the sides of the cones and then fling off the sides of
her broad
brim?
Fuck, she's thought of everything.
She's piss protected.
I'm screaming, cancel the piss! Cancel the piss!
It's going to go on
piss
me!
Potatoes.
The piss just flies off her hat onto the potatoes and into my candy canes, you know?
That's so fucked.
This didn't work at all.
I'm curious that a witch is piss-proof.
They're piss-proof. Mm. Now, here's a question. What happens to pissed on potatoes?
Okay. They go soft.
Okay.
No, I imagine you'd grow, because you'd be like, oh, I can work with this.
So he's getting pissed on for a potato like getting pissed on for
a lemon.
Well, pissing on the garden helps the garden.
That's true.
Not all gardens.
Yeah, not all
gardens. Piss is acidic or basic. It's one of the two.
Yeah. I was about to Google what happens if you piss on a potato, but I know I would get no information that would be useful to me.
Is human urine good for crops?
Yeah.
Yeah, crops is a good one to specify. We don't know if it's... It's like how some fertilizer is good, but not for food you're going to eat.
Hey, here's an interesting thing. I just Googled what are the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, which I would definitely inevitably get.
Okay.
And one of them is also frequent urination. So, I don't know how that helps us, but I'm pissing heaps too, I guess.
Well, you don't have the issue of being above the witch, which means
that's
you
true.
Can come at the witch from another angle.
I guess I could piss on the floor around her so she gets
so how you aim.
Urine should be used 10 parts water to 1 part piss.
Okay.
Mm. So, as long as the floor's wet, I'll be growing real good.
Yeah.
You're both pissing, I just start getting bigger and bigger. And then just smush her in between my potatoes.
Well, if you roll one potato out sneakily into the yard, you could grow a big potato tree, grow many potatoes over many years.
Sorry, Jackson. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Cass. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
That's
tree? Did you say potato tree?
Is potato trees a thing?
No.
Okay, can I Google it? Is a potato tree a thing?
Yeah, let's see if you can find out how a potato grows.
The potato tree, or Solanum macranthum, also called potato plant or shrub, is not really a tree at all. Okay. Okay. I'll take the L. That's fair.
I was sweating for a moment there. I was like, this is the most embarrassing moment
Jackson,
of my life.
You know when you go to a supermarket
and
there's potatoes that are unwashed and they're covered in dirt?
Yeah.
What
does that
then?
Tell your brain? Yeah, what's going on? We'll just assume they were put in a dirty bucket when they were picked.
Some guy's job is to roll them in dirt before we eat them. No, I don't know. Anyway, okay.
You hadn't thought about it. Good answer.
Exactly. So, when is the... Because I think the ideal time to kill the witch is exactly when they go to kill her in the Hansel and Gretel fairy tale.
Yeah.
Which is when she's about to put me in the oven. So you need to wait till I'm as plump as possible before she cooks me.
Well, I think what happens is Gretel gets in the... Because she's like, Gretel, clean the oven. And Gretel gets in. She's like, I can't reach. And the witch is like, you are so stupid. Look, it's so easy. I'll do it.
That's true. So she pulls a Punch of Judy on her.
Yeah, unfortunately, Gretel is pretty proper. She does pull a bit of weaponized incompetence on the witch.
That's true. And in many ways, pretty fucked up. Yeah, she gaslights the witch. That's true. Okay, so God, there's so much more to this fairy tale that I never knew about. When they kill the witch, they get ferried home by a magic swan that comes out of nowhere.
Then what happens?
They find the father, who's the stepmom died of some unknown cause in the interim.
It's like, oh, I didn't even stress. She died anyway. I didn't come find you right away. And, don't ask about it.
Oh, okay. And then with the witch's wealth, they live happily ever after. So
the witch's wealth?
Yeah, she's rich as shit. Yeah. she's packing.
She's witch rich, baby.
Yeah, she's witch rich. So I assume the way we kill the witch is thus.
Yes.
The witch goes to put me in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she does.
We let her.
As I cook and scream, Dusha Well, I actually can't plan anymore because I'm dying.
I'm waiting for you guys.
I'm like, right, kick off the plan. Kick off the as I'm
if you are
thrust
in the
up
oven,
like a turkey.
The plan has failed.
Yeah.
Any second now.
I'm
okay.
Potatoes and Cass is in a cage.
I'm like,
I don't know what you thought
piss.
Was going to happen. I'm potatoes.
Well, okay, no, in this situation, I'd probably be gotten out of the cage and she's like, clean the oven out. And I'll be like, I don't know how to do it.
That's true. She's like,
but if I did it, I'd probably do it wrong and you'd probably get mad. Yeah, like, so I don't want you to get mad at me. So maybe you should just do it because
it's very funny to imagine me being like, Cass, it's not even hard. I don't want you acting like it's so difficult. Let me show you. Clamber inside. Cooked. Oh, I get it. But then, I mean, once she eats me, whatever. She got what she came for.
I mean, I'm potatoes.
She's like a snake.
Oh, yeah,
she'll be too full.
But Dusha's right, Cass. While she's cooking me, she's chopping up Dusha for the side salad. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
It's actually up to you, Cass, as I slowly am basted in the oven.
Pre-glazed and everything.
What would probably happen is she wouldn't tell Cass to clean the oven if I'm potatoes. She'd be like, Cass, cut up those potatoes.
I'd be like, roll to me what part of you can't feel. Is there a
like,
bit of you that isn't
you? This is
you?
A new experience for me.
I'll bundle you up, put you in the sack, and then as you jump away, I'll be like, it's so hard. Like, you get it perfect every time, and I can't compete with that. And like, you'll just make me do it again anyway. And
I don't know how to catch potatoes.
Me do this stuff when it's like just as much work for you. It literally doesn't even make sense. And then as she comes towards me, I will piss on her.
Yeah. Between the combination of potatoes rolling around everywhere and yelling, Jackson being far too keen about plans not working, and the constant threat of piss, maybe she's just like, you know what? I've lived a beautiful, long life. And she just gets in the oven herself.
I don't need this, actually, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe we wear her out.
Yeah. She's like, I understand why your family got rid of you, because all three of you are a nightmare to be around. That's rude.
Maybe because she's
I'm
a witch,
potatoes.
She witnesses us enough, and she's like, you know what? I know this would imbibe me with your energy, and I don't claim it.
Yeah, I don't want it. Into the oven for me.
She's like, I can't even bury you in my garden. You'd ruin the plants.
It's good to imagine that.
I'm like, usually I wouldn't care that you're throwing around stuff like this, but I'm literally a fucking vegetable. What do you think I'm going to do to your fucking garden?
Please also don't get in the oven and kill yourself before you turn me back into a man.
Unless this is going to reverse the process anyway, in which case, be my guest.
I guess I'll take that gamble. Oh, shit.
Look, she can climb in. I will shut the door. I will grab the sack of potatoes. I will roll Jackson out. And we'll go home to father.
It's so good. For some reason, I keep imagining Dusha was made into a potato salad before we could get away. And just walking back to the house with a big bowl of potato salad.
Jackson, I can feel you want to eat me. Don't fucking dare.
Dude, so desperately.
Dad, you're not hungry anymore, are you? Don't ask.
Your boy is potato salads now, and your daughter's covered in piss. So it's been
This is easier to fix. Yeah, it's been a crazy day.
I think your son's going to go off, which is scary. I don't know.
Papa, what happens when a boy goes off?
I don't know what's to be done about that. Well, anyway.
You'll have to be buried in any case, so why not bury you when you're fruitful?
Yeah, exactly.
Great stock of boy potatoes.
I did it.
Well, yeah, you became boy potatoes, which we feast on. We're not hungry anymore.
You ended the famine for the whole village.
I did. I guess we actually beat Hansel and Gretel in a way that
we thrived.
Solved the famine.
we
fixed a systemic issue.
Yeah. It was more than mere survival for us. We aced this.
Yeah. You know? Thanks, weaponized incompetence.
We should be proud.
Yeah, I am.
Good.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Cass.
Thank you so much for joining us, Cass.
Thanks for having me.
And Cass, before you go, where can our lovely listeners find you?
Right in your headphones. If you put them up to your ears, you can hear the sound of me.
Beautiful.
At any time. Really hoping for a better ocean analogy there. And I was like, wait, the ocean is a noun. You can't swing this. I am on other Sans Pants Radio podcasts. I'm on D&D's for Nerds with Jackson if you want to hear us playing fun characters. I'm on Shut Up a Second with Jackson if you want to hear us talk about nonsense. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Why Am I Sad with Joel Zammett if you want us to talk about emotions.
Damn, you spoiled for choice. Yeah.
Yeah, there's heaps going on.
That's exciting ass.
Yeah, well, thank you, Cass. And listeners, we'll see you next. You'll listen to us next. We won't see shit. Yeah, you know what I'm
all
saying.
All you need to do is, if you miss us, hold your headphones up to your ear and you can hear the sound of... I still couldn't think of anything. The closest I got was Broshen, but I'm not a... Am I a bro?
I don't know. Might as well be. Yeah.
Yeah. Hear the sound of the
brochure. It would feel weird calling you bro. If I was like, hey, bro, don't like it.
No.
I don't really say that to anyone, so.
Yeah.
What about bra? Hey, bra.
Hey, bra. Yeah.
That's good.
You
cool.
can hear the sound of the brush.
Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more Sans Pants? Let us shoot our long, hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sanspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sans Pants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sanspantsradio.com.